Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Commanders game day Monday. That's right, for a second Monday night in 3 weeks. We're stuck in the last game of the week hole.
That's right.
Yes. This time, there's very little anticipation compared to just a couple of weeks ago against the Bears. When the Commanders were coming off of a win in Los Angeles, extra day to prepare, and everybody thought, okay, here we go again. Here we go again. And since then, boy, has it turned out to be not so fun. Not so good, not so fun. Getting drubbed in Dallas 44-22 last week. And losing to the Bears by a point. But you know what they say about the NFL? Well, they say a lot of things. Say a lot of good things, even though people are missing the point. The league is terribly run. It's just suckered you in. And Americans are too dumb to realize it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What they say in the NFL is every week's a new week. Every game's a new game. Nothing really carries over, right? So you hear about cohesion and momentum and streaks and all this stuff, and sometimes it does galvanize a team. Sometimes. Doesn't always. And now, 2 weeks ago today, we were sitting here going, well, you know, they're 3-2. Good chance to go 4-2. Killer stretch coming up. Short week at Dallas. But even if you lose, you're 4-3. Even if you lose against the Chiefs, you're 4-4 through the first 8 games, roughly halfway through the season. And since then, obviously, it's gone the opposite way. They're 3-4. And tonight, they start a stretch of 3 games that almost nobody is going to give them a chance. A good chance to win. You'll be given a better chance to win against Seattle. Probably Detroit will probably be favored by more, I would guess. You're being given very little chance to win this game. Very little chance to win this game. And look, I understand. I get it. Does not mean that they don't have a chance. Does not mean that they can't. You know, I've heard a lot of gloom and doom. I understand it. I get it. I can't say that you guys are ridiculous. I can't say that you guys are wrong. I can't say that I have the secret sauce and that this team is going to win a game that nobody expects them to win. I mean, listen, we could all sit here and hope, right? We could talk about how they might. But there's 7 or 8 things that they have to do to win this game. And the likelihood of a flawed football team, and I mean a majorly flawed football team. And let me just say this. They are flawed on offense, too. Okay? I hear a lot about this defense and how atrocious this defense is. Defense is not good against good offenses. There is no way to talk around that. They are not good. The notion that this offense has been great this year because they, in a lot of games, score 27 points. Guys, who are we kidding? I mean, I watch the same games you do. Some of it is because of injury, yes. Terry McLaurin plays tonight, provided that nothing happens in the pregame warm-up. For the first time since week 3, third quarter against the Raiders. So he's missed the back half of that game, the Atlanta game, the LA game, the Chicago game, and the Dallas game. So he's missed 4.5 games. Got it. Deebo Samuel plays tonight. Did not play last week in Dallas. Was hampered outside of early on. 2 weeks ago, Monday Night Football against the Bears. So you want to say a game and a half or so without Deebo. Jaden Daniels does not play tonight. This is his third game missed, as everybody knows. Did not play much of the second half last week. Obviously had missed 2 full games before. Will miss another at least full game tonight. We'll see about on a short week how he participates in practice probably on Thursday, and what the situation is then. My sense would be that Marcus Mariota is getting ready to start one of the both of the next two games. That's my sense, but I don't know. So certainly injuries have been a part of the issue on offense, which has led to inconsistency, penalties. Brandon Sheriff, Sam Cosmi missed the first six games. I get it. I totally understand how injuries have played a factor. This offense, clearly, and it shouldn't be, is not the same as it was last year. They thought they were getting better with the additions of Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, Bill. They thought they were getting better. And statistically, in some ways, they are fine. But you know, and I know, it's not a crisp operation. They've been bleh on third down, 35%. Too many penalties. Too much abandonment of the run. Jaden, even when he played, was inconsistent in terms of accuracy. Sloppy with the ball the last couple of games. Jaden, Bill.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Just things have not looked right. So the notion that all the offense has to do is go out there and put up, you know, their traditional 27, 28 points and just pray. And that's just going to be good enough. I don't know about that. They're averaging 25.7 points a game. Some of that is because of special teams. A little bit of that is because the defense, while not getting any takeaways outside of 3, has contributed takeaways in terms of turnovers on downs. Right? I mean, we have to factor that in. We have to factor that in. Opponents have been turned over on downs 5 times this year. They only have 3 natural takeaways. You can get takeaways, turnovers on downs, even though they're not the same. You can get them. It's legal. And they, again, have gotten them 8 times this year in 7 games. Not enough. Not enough. But my point being is, for everybody that sits here and rationalizes what this team is about through 7 games and says, well, the offense has been fine. The offense has been good. Yeah, just look at the numbers. You and I know, if you're watching the same team I am, this has not been a crisp operation. And again, some of it is injury related. Maybe a good amount of it is injury related. But it has not been a crisp looking operation, no matter what the numbers say. Again, take DVOA and shove it where the sun don't shine. It means virtually nothing. Okay? Again, stop living in your shoebox of analytics where that's the only thing that matters and your eyes and your gut doesn't tell you what you need to know. My eyes and my gut and my instincts tell me everything I need to know. This offense, while still productive with all the injuries, has not looked crisp. Therefore, even though they're averaging 25.7 points a game against a good defense, not a great lights out defense, Kansas City, but a defense that posted a bagel last week against the horrible, pathetic Raiders. By the way, some of your point total, a lot of your point total, based off of playing the Raiders as well, you're going against a better defense tonight than you did last week, than you did against the Bears, than you did against the Chargers, than you did against, well, maybe the Falcons, certainly yesterday's Falcons, than you did against the Raiders. Guys, there's no guarantee that they're going to obviously get to 25 points tonight, which is, again, their season average. They're going to need, in my opinion, 28 minimum. Ideally, I would say 31 or 34. Do I have any level of faith, confidence in that against this Kansas City Chiefs defense? No. No, I don't. It's an aggressive defense, but it's a defense that, quite honestly, hasn't even been as aggressive as they normally are. The Kansas City Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo have not blitzed as much in terms of volume, or they blitzed, and they blitzed semi-frequently, but they have not overloaded teams because you don't have to. They have not, remember we made a big deal out of this last week with the Commanders, not really blitzing 6 or more, only on 5% of the snaps. The Chiefs have not blitzed 6 or more at all this year, according to Sumer Sports. At all. They're dropping more. They're rushing 4. They're rushing 3. Dropping 7. Dropping 8. Confusing, you know, pre-snap disguises, what have you. Why? Well, when you have a cyborg like Chris Jones, and when you have a Ryan Kerrigan-esque player in George Karlaftis, when you have linebackers like Leo Chanel and the kid from Missouri, what's his name? I'm forgetting his name. You know who I'm talking about. Nick Bolton. When you have a corner like they do in Trent McDuffie, you don't have to be uber aggressive. You don't have to. You can get home with 3. You can get home with 4. You can get home with 5. And that means you can drop 6 or 7 or 8 into zones. And that means if Marcus Mariota is not seeing the pre to post snap shift, You could easily see him making a big mistake, kind of like he did last week, although last week it was, hey, man, I'm desperate to make a play. I'm just going to fling a ball up while somebody's draped all over me, and I'm running for my life. Obviously, that cannot happen tonight. Nor can a 7, 8, 9, 10-step drop back happen, and he fires one out to the sideline, hoping to get Terry McLaurin, hoping to get Deebo Samuel, and he doesn't see a Chiefs corner, specifically Trent McDuffie, jumping a ball, ripping it off, and running down the sideline. That can't happen, obviously. Nor can the Chiefs' 3 or 4 man pass rush get home on a regular basis. That will happen in all likelihood, especially again when you have the kind of talent that they have. There's a difference between these two teams. It's not only championship pedigree and all that good stuff. You know, the Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl every year. They've won 3 under Mahomes and Andy Reid and blah, 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 blah. It's not just that Steve Spagnuolo is a better defensive coordinator than Joe Witt and Andy Reid's a better head coach than Dan Quinn and, you know, Patrick Mahomes is certainly better than Marcus Mariota and blah, blah, blah. The Chiefs have understood how to build a sustainable product. It's not always perfect. It's not always pretty. There are times where they struggle. The Commanders are still trying to figure that out. But now the Chiefs, after being counted, not out, but forgotten about largely with an 0-2 start, and a 1-3 start, the Chiefs are now back because they know how to take a couple of punches. They know how to deal with adversity. They know if they can just stay above water and get some of their guys back, they'll be okay. And sometimes that doesn't happen, but a lot of times it does. In this league. Hopefully, for the Commanders, hopefully, it will happen that way as well. While they're not getting everybody back, they are getting 2 wide receivers back. The problem becomes an already compromised defense is without Dorrance Armstrong, who they lost on the first series of the game last week. So, essentially, he's been out for largely the last week and a half because he was in and out of the Bears game in the second half and out on the first series of the game last week. But now you're without him for sure. And on top of that, just for a little extra gravy, you might be without Deron Payne tonight. Remember, Deron Payne missed the NFC Championship game against the Eagles with a knee injury. Now he's got a toe, and he was dominant in the first half last week. Really, their only chance. He had the safety, he had 3 knockdowns, was a force. Big tackle in space. They don't have Dorrance Armstrong. If they don't have Deron Payne, or even if Deron Payne plays but he's compromised, which you could easily see, it's not going to matter that the Chiefs don't have 2/5 of their starting offensive line. Their left tackle and their all-world everything right guard. It's not going to matter, right? Unless the Commanders find a way to do something that they have not done enough. I'll tell you what that is next. On the Team 980, just getting rock and rolling on a Monday. Bob Wischusen will be on the call for the Capitals and the Stars tomorrow night on ESPN. The only TV broadcast of that game. And just as important was in Cincinnati yesterday for the Jets And their first win of the year, and just a horrible, horrible, horrible start to the day with the passing of Nick Mangold at 41 due to a rare kidney condition. And Bob was very close to Nick. And he was at Vanderbilt and Missouri in Nashville on Saturday. So we'll talk to him about all of that. That's coming up later on this hour. If you want to squeeze in a call right now, we can. Just my opening thoughts on the Commanders-in-Chiefs. Going to be very, very difficult, as everybody knows. I do think the Commanders can hang in there. But they're going to have to do 7 or 8 things right. We're going to continue to try and identify what they have to do right and how they have to do it to give themselves a chance. Not to cover, to give themselves a chance, as unlikely as it will be, to win this game on Monday Night Football. Just getting rocking and rolling, like we mentioned, here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Wes is alongside on the other side, 301-230-0980. Be nice to him when you call in, and you can do so right now on the Team 980. Alrighty, yes indeed. 26 minutes after the hour. Good to have you with us on a Monday as we get you set for Monday Night Football. So, listen, we all know anything can happen in these games, right? Nobody should be sitting here thinking to themselves the Commanders have 0% chance. Nobody. Should you have a 50% chance? No, of course not. You shouldn't. If you do, you're dumb. Is it 10, 20, 15? I don't know. I would probably lean lower. But in order for the Commanders to win, let's just say to have a chance to win in the fourth quarter, because I do think they can do that. Now, whether they make the plays, don't make the plays, whether they screw up, turn the ball over late, who knows? But in order to do that, there's obviously a number of things that they have to do. Number one, time of possession, right? And I don't think anybody should be surprised by this. The Commanders' time of possession has been spotty at best. This year, they're only averaging 28 minutes and 7 seconds time of possession. Who's the only radio show that said, hey, well, the offense was putting up big numbers and everybody was licking the ice cream cone of the Commanders' offense under Marcus Mariota? I said, hey, man, can we possibly not put the defense out on the field for 34 minutes plus per game? Can we possibly do that? Now, some of that was the defense not being able to get off the field, i.e. all those third downs late in the Atlanta game, so on and so forth. But even in the Charger game, they were on the field for 34-plus minutes. And then everybody wants to go, well, why did they wear down in the fourth quarter? Boy, Joe Witt must be a clueless village idiot. No, actually, he's not. A, they don't have anywhere near the amount of talent. And B, they were asked to be on the field for 34-plus minutes in the Atlanta loss and the Charger win. Back-to-back weeks on the road. And yes, they had an extra day off for the Bears, only to be then short-stacked in the game against Dallas. Overall, if you guys aren't paying attention to this, I don't know how to help you. I don't know how to help you. This isn't DVOA, which isn't reality, and has no context. This is reality. The Commanders, if they're on the field for only 28 minutes tonight, they're going to lose and lose badly. The whole idea behind time of possession, yes, wear down your opponent. Yes, run the ball. But more importantly, for the love of freaking humanity, take possessions away from Patrick Mahomes, Rashee Rice, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Juju Smith-Schuster. Xavier Worthy. You want me to keep going? I'll keep going. I mean, they have a second tight end who's going to hurt them tonight. Going to hurt them tonight. Meaning Kansas City. I would probably be willing to bet, that you will see Noah Gray make a big play, if not in the end zone tonight. And again, I am willing to bet that. Because all eyes will be on Kelsey, Rashee Rice on short drag routes, crossers, all that stuff. Hollywood Brown, the ability to stretch. Xavier Worthy, the ability to stretch. Kelsey, Mahomes' scramble ability. All the eyes will be on that. Nobody will be paying attention to Noah Gray. Nobody will be paying attention, for the most part, to Breshard Smith, their backup running back, with Kareem Hunt banged up. And Pacheco, a downhill, physical, thumping back. And obviously, if you miss tackles on him, you're going to be in trouble to begin with. All right, those are just a couple of the things. Time of possession. It's got to be 34, 35 minutes time of possession in favor of the Commanders. However you get to that, even if you don't score points on every drive, it's okay. 6, 7, 8 minute drives. Wear them down over the course of four quarters. And more importantly, keep Mahomes and the Chiefs offense off the field. Please, please. I don't want to see no huddle, up-tempo, 65% of the time, whatever the percentage is. It was 60% a couple of weeks ago. I don't want to see snapping the ball when the clock is running with 15 seconds, 10 seconds left. No, wait until it gets to 2 seconds. Reduce the game. Reduce the time your defense has to defend this balanced and deep. It's not explosive, balanced and deep offense. That's key number one. First, a trending alert. Bob Wischusen coming up in about 15 minutes. He is on the call for ESPN television tomorrow night for the Capitals and the Stars, part of their Frozen Frenzy, and as well the radio voice of the New York Jets and a dear friend of Nick Mangold who passed away yesterday. He was in Cincinnati and also did the Vandy, Missouri game on Saturday on ESPN in Nashville. Wild weekend for Bob. He joins us in less than about 12 minutes on the other side of a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, so the Commanders, Monday Night Football tonight, again, 8:15. It is the only Monday night game, thankfully, on the docket at Arrowhead against the surging Kansas City Chiefs. They have not won at Arrowhead in a long, long time. Meanwhile, around the NFL, Bills, the Buffalo Bills, after a big win in Charlotte yesterday, have lost defensive tackle Ed Oliver for an indefinite amount of time with a torn bicep. He is out indefinitely for the Buffalo Bills. Meanwhile, Tyler Lockett is going to apparently sign with the Las Vegas Raiders, not going to join the Commanders despite some need for another veteran receiver at 33. He was last with the Seattle Seahawks and then the Tennessee Titans this year, but asked for his release. So going from Tennessee to the Vegas Raiders. Meanwhile, Brian Kelly fired at LSU, as everybody knows. LSU has also fired their offensive coordinator, Joe Sloan, as that was certainly part of the problem in Baton Rouge that led to Kelly's firing. And they've also announced that Alex Atkins, their tight ends coach and run game coordinator, will take over as LSU's play caller moving forward. Meanwhile, from the NBA, Wizards getting destroyed last night in the second half against Charlotte at home. Tonight, Orlando-Philadelphia, probably the marquee matchup in Philly. And Game 3 of the World Series, Mad Max on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays. Series tied 1-1, but the scene shifting to Los Angeles. First pitch just after 8 o'clock, and that's what's trending. All right, we have a short segment here, really short. Bob Wischusen, ESPN, going to join us in just a couple of minutes at about 1:45. He will be on the call for the Capitals and the Stars tomorrow night on ESPN television, part of their Frozen Frenzy, and which they'll have all 30 all NHL teams featured on either ESPN television or ESPN Plus as well. And Bob will again be on the call for the Capitol Stars game is what he wanted to say. But also Bob was on the call yesterday on the radio for the New York Jets in that unbelievable comeback win. And after just an awful, sad start to the day and you know, his spirit kind of just with them the whole day, willing them to their first win in Cincinnati, down 13-14, whatever it was in the fourth quarter. And with just a crazy, crazy end to that game. So we'll talk to Bob Wischusen in just a moment or two. So just hang tight on the Commanders. I obviously wanted to open up because they're on Monday Night Football. I do give them a chance. What about you? 301-230-0980. If you want to start lining up now, we will get to you on the other side of 2 o'clock. If you want to wait a little bit, I understand that. 301-230-0980. I do think the Commanders have a chance to keep this one close. I don't know if they have a great chance to win. As a matter of fact, I can't say that. As much as I want to manufacture it, I can't say it. But I think they have a chance to keep this one within shouting distance. If you're midway through the fourth quarter and you're within one score, is that all you can ask for? No. But is that what you should be thinking about? Yes, that's what you should be thinking about. Bob Wischusen, again, from ESPN, will be on the call for the Caps and the Stars tomorrow night, but was with the New York Jets yesterday with that incredible, incredible come-from-behind win. We'll talk about him, that with him next. He was also very tight with Nick Mangold, who unfortunately passed away at the age of 41. We'll do that with Bob next on the Team 980. Stay with us. All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us here on a Monday. Commanders Chiefs tonight. We'll obviously talk about that. But as we've mentioned several times, yesterday was a brutally tough morning, you know, for a lot of people in the NFL world. And I know for our next guest, it was a very emotional day. And even with a New York Jets win in Cincinnati yesterday, it doesn't take the sting away from losing somebody like Nick Mangold. And you know, with that as the backdrop and with the Capitals Stars coming up on Tuesday night, he'll be on the call for ESPN. The great Bob Wischusen joins us right here and right now on the Team 980 in D.C. Bob, it's Chris Russell here. Thanks so much for doing this. I am so sorry for your loss. Our hearts were literally aching for you guys and everyone that knew Nick and the New York Jets organization yesterday. So I wanted to start with that and offer our condolences and our thoughts.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate that. It was a hard day. You know, all of the guys that have come through the Jets' doors over the past 30 years, I don't think I knew a player better. And look, I was not like a tight friend of Nick Mangold, but we definitely spent some time together, charity functions. Mm-hmm. We shot a thing for NFL Films.
That was great, by the way. I watched that last night with tears in my eyes. And I didn't know Nick at all. I interviewed him once or twice, Bob. But, I mean, I was bawling like a baby last night watching that with Troy Anastasio.
When I found out, I'm a big Fish fan. And, you know, found out that lead singer of Fish, Troy Anastasio, is a Jets fan. And so we put it together. He wanted to meet Nick Mangold. All the people he said he was going to be starstruck by. Who would pick the center for a team, but you love Nick Mangold, and we set it up. And, it was a hard day. Nick was as good as they come. And, you know, he was one of those guys, like, he's an Ohio guy.
Yeah.
But he planted roots here. He became a New Jersey guy. He was raising his family here. He was in everything. If the Jets were having a function, game day, he'd be on the sideline. He really identified as a Jet and was really proud to, you know, Ring of Honor member and proud of that. And, It was really, really hard to hear.
Totally understood. I can't imagine what those emotions like were for people that actually knew him and, again, considered a friend. And I'll post the link of the NFL Films feature that you guys did. Again, I watched it last night. It was very emotional. I sent it to a few of my friends that are huge, you know, Fish fans and Trey fans. That I just went to see Trey in a concert last summer, so I didn't know that about, you know, you and Nick and just at MSG and just everything. With that, it was very, very, very cool and emotional and all of that. So, again, well done. And again, our hearts and our thoughts are with you and obviously Nick and the Jets family. Before we get to the hockey and the Frozen Frenzy tomorrow night on ESPN Capital Stars, what was it like being in the booth yesterday for that crazy comeback? And then Breece Hall on the run to the right, and then he throws it to Mason Taylor, Jason Taylor's kid. I mean, and he just snatches it out of the air, and the Jets finally get a win, Bob. I mean, again, such sad circumstances to start the day, but somewhere, somehow, Nick Mangold must have been willing that team on to win.
Yeah, we certainly felt that way, and if there was ever going to be the type of game you would need to distract yourself as best you could from the really bad news, that was the type of game you needed. You know, for an 0-7 team on the road to be down by two scores three different times and come back and win after the news that we heard before the game. And you know, they were 0-7 going into yesterday. Five of their seven losses were by one score, and three of those five were by 2 points. So they, you know, I get the Jets are a punchline. I certainly understand the legacy. They've made the playoffs in 15 years, and they were 0-7. So as Aaron Glenn said after the game, they've earned all of that. They're owning all of that. But, you know, I'm really proud of their performance yesterday.
Bob Wischusen, the great Bob Wischusen, with us, so kind to spend time with us on, you know, what, again, was a brutally, brutally tough Sunday. But there was, I guess, a silver lining in the rainbow with the Jets winning one for Mangold. And Bob was a part of that call on the radio in Cincinnati. And he's so kind to join us. And again, we want to remind you tomorrow night, Cap Stars, only place you could see it, is on ESPN television at 8:30 in Dallas. Capital Stars, ESPN's presentation of the Frozen Frenzy. All 32 NHL teams in action is, again, tomorrow night. Triple header on ESPN. Starting with the Penguins Flyers at 6. Bob will be on the call again for the Capital Stars at 8:30, and the Kings taking on the Sharks at 11. And boy, the Sharks are coming on. They've got some great talent. So Bob, just kind of shifting to that, and I know you were in Nashville on Saturday, Cincinnati yesterday, I think back home in New York for the night, and now off to Dallas. How do you keep this all straight, and how do you do three different levels of sports in basically 4 days with all the travel?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we're not splitting the atom, right? I've got a big cheat sheet in front of me, so, I do my research,
yes.
But it's not like, you know, I'm certainly not like, you know, curing cancer or, you know, inventing the longer lasting light bulb. I'm just a broadcaster, but I'm blessed to be at these games, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. We've got Sidney Crosby on at 6.
Yep.
And we've got Alex Ovechkin on at 8:30.
Well,
and
speaking
and
of,
I actually get to call their next matchup against each other
right
next week.
Okay.
And how many more of those are we going to get?
No, that's a great point. That's a great point, because Sid might be stepping aside. Alex might be stepping aside, although Sid's off to a great start. We don't know. But tomorrow night, like you said, you'll be on the call for the Caps and the Stars. And you could be on the call for Alex's 900th. He didn't get it the other night in game number 1,500. Do you, at this point, like have kind of the genesis of a call if he does get 900 already in your mind? Or do you not think about that and let it flow naturally?
Yeah, I don't really pre-plan calls, because if you do that, you might kind of get yourself caught, because in hockey, like, it could be, you know, a rebound in front, it could be off a face-off, it could be in his happy place, left face-off circle on the power play.
Yeah.
That would be the best way for it to happen. But yeah, I don't really, you know, try to manufacture a call. Like, you want it to sound as authentic as it can if it happens, but I also understand if there's a part of Capitals fans, and I would probably be this way if I were one, that don't want him to score tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You don't want me calling it. Right? You want Joe B calling it, right? I would want Joe Beninati calling it, too. So
Well, listen, we love Joe B. I mean, Joe B is just the coolest man on earth. But I mean, I'll take you, Bob. I mean, you know, like, you're a pretty good dude. Somebody, good friends of mine once said, because I'm from New York too, right? And I don't think we've ever talked. Maybe we did. I can't remember. But good friends of mine always said, I sound like you, Bob, which I didn't think I did. And I'm not a play-by-play guy, but I love you. So I'll take you if that's the way it works out. But yes, Joe B and Locker are awesome. No doubt about it. This is such a cool idea that ESPN has done the last couple of years with the Frozen Frenzy. And I should have mentioned the rest of the league, 13 other matchups, are going to be available on the ESPN Plus ESPN app, which I have, which is great. So, you know, you can immerse yourself in the NHL starting tomorrow night at 6. And obviously, Bob would be on the call for the Capitals and Stars at 8:30. Dylan Strome day-to-day. They put Rasmus Sandin on IR, so he won't be playing tomorrow night. When you take a look big picture, and again, I don't know how much you've seen because you're so busy. What do you think big picture of this Capitals team finally breaking through a playoff series for the first time since winning the Cup, but then falling short against Carolina in the second round last year?
Yeah, I think how Spencer Carberry coaches them through the season is fascinating. Like last year, if you look at their team, across the board, they had nothing but career highs. Right? Like Alexi Protas busted onto the scene. Connor McMichael busted onto the scene. But and even Alex scored 40 goals. You know, like Strome career highs across the board. They had so many guys that had career years, you worry. Last half empty, could they do that again?
Right.
Right. Like, how many players are going to then re-up their career highs? Is it even necessary? They were the number one overall seed last year in the East. Do they even need to be that? The Florida Panthers have showed you, no, you don't have to be that. Mm-hmm. Just kind of manage it. So I think down the stretch especially, it'll be very interesting to see how he manages minutes, ice time, so that the arrow is pointing as up as it possibly could be come the playoffs, because I think we all know this is a playoff team. So, you know, like to me, no one deserved the coach of the year last year more than he did. And mm-hmm. I was really happy he won it.
Yes.
Because all of those guys having career years,
yep.
Somehow managing your team so that Alex Ovechkin at this age can do what he still is doing has something to do with how the coach deploys him and who he plays with. Like, that's all a collaborative effort between Ovi and him. Pierre-Luc Dubois is a great example of a player. He was a lost enigma of a player bouncing from team to team. Looked like one of those kind of overrated guys that had all the ability in the world and was just going to kind of have this mediocre NHL career until maybe he faded away. And now, I mean, he's a borderline all-star in Washington. So, you know, I'm so impressed with Carberry as a coach, and I think if he has the arrow pointing up, I think their spring could be different.
I think that's wonderfully said. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.